Welcome to the first edition of the Bearcats Morning Minute presented by downthedrive.com. I am your host, Scotty Whitehouse. Our goal here is to do a quick 2 to 3 minute hits on what happened and what's going on in UC athletics to get you started with your day and be aware of and knowledgeable on all things University of Cincinnati. The John Brannan era has begun as the UC men's basketball squad went up to Columbus and after a hard-fought match, did fall just short to the number 18 Ohio State Buckeyes. A lot of things to take away from this game, and there'll be a lot more discussions moving forward. But something to think about is coming into this game, we didn't know a whole lot about what this team was going to look like. You know, the saying is, new coach, new system. So what does that mean? Well, first off, UC defense hasn't gone anywhere. We came out and held Ohio State to 0 points in the first 8 minutes and 30-some-odd seconds. That's incredible. And I know that it's the first game and both teams are trying to figure out their offense, but it wasn't so much the X's and O's on the defense that I loved, but it was the effort that I loved. Going after every single loose ball, scratching and clawing to get every single rebound. They looked really, really excited to be out there, motivated, and we will win so many games just on that tenacity alone. Let's talk a little bit of offense. Kind of concerned on where Jaron Cumberland was. You know, I tweeted out in the middle of halftime was, you know, that the bad news is Ohio State's going to play better. Good news is that UC is going to play better. And I kind of joked and said the gooder news or goodest news is that Jaron Cumberland hasn't come out yet. Well, he never really did. Only 13 points. A little disappointed in his actual play. I was waiting for that stretch of 2 or 3 huge moments where he takes this team on its back and gets us up ahead or gets the momentum completely switched over. Did not occur. A lot of things that you can consider with that. Obviously, we know that there was some injury, wasn't a ton of practice time, maybe not quote-unquote out of shape, but still not in that basketball shape that he needs to be, and he will get there. So I'm not super worried. He will find his way. A player that I was super impressed with, and not that we shouldn't be as a starter and has a face to this program over the last couple of years, but Keith Williams. I mean, coming out, scoring 13, 2 from 3 from beyond the arc, 5 from 10 total on the floor. I was just extremely impressed by how much effort he put into this game and how a lot of plays, a lot of momentum swings towards UC was because of him. Another person was Chris McNeil. I was super impressed by the leadership that he showed. Moving forward, I think there's going to be a lot of games, a lot of winning moments because of Chris, and I'm excited to see what that brings. Talking about the offense themselves, you know, I had a buddy text me, and I thought this was a really good point. He said, UC looked really uncomfortable on offense, and they weren't attacking like OSU was. It was almost like they weren't sure what they were allowed to do. And the ball rotation was fantastic. I love the movement. I saw the joke, and I even posted this on for the preseason game. We had more passes this game in the last 13 years. But eventually, we can't just pass the ball. We're going to have to shoot. We're going to have to take drives. We're going to have to find lanes. And I felt like once the lane opened up, the second it started to close, whoever had the ball got a little nervous, got a little shaky, and decided to pass it on to whoever's next to him. And eventually, they're going to have to take those shots. We're going to have more leaders than Trey Scott shooting a ton of threes or Keith Williams having to take on that role, which I never thought would be the role that he was going to have to take. But I leave everybody with these thoughts. If you were to tell me that in the first game of the John Brannan era, UC was going to go into number 18 Ohio State, and at the end of the game, we were going to have a major missed three by Javon Cumberland, we're going to have a terrible charge call against Jaron, who, I'm so sorry, let me digress very, very quickly. But when Jaron is driving the lane and the defense is so out of sorts that a player has his back to Jaron and they call a charge, was unbelievably ridiculous. I think Urban Meyer was out there in stripes calling that game. But you have the missed three, the charge call, you have a Chris McNeil steal missed layup. You have a charge call against or a blocking call against C.J. Walker from Ohio State on the opposite end. All of that factor, and within 30 seconds, we're still in this game. Folks, there's a lot of hope for this team. I look forward to seeing what we do up in these upcoming games next week. Monday, we are at home against Drake. Thursday, we were home against Alabama A&M. I think those are two games where kind of figure it out a little bit as we move forward into the season. But I am very excited for this team. Was not upset with this loss. I think we have so much potential. And come January, February, March, if our offense is flowing and our defense plays with the same efficiency and the same effort that it did tonight, watch out. We are going places. This has been your Bearcats Morning Minute. I hope you enjoy it, and we will be having this every single morning. So look out for the Down the Drive, Spotify, iTunes, whatever you get your podcast. The goal is to have this open and up for everybody to enjoy. Have a great Thursday, and I will talk to you tomorrow.